What's the competition going to be like in your mind as you head into camp next season?
Well, reality is, I think we finished 27th, and it's an open slate. You're going to have to earn every minute of ice time. Nothing's going to be given, and you know that as a professional athlete. And I'm going to put in all the work this summer to put my best foot forward and try and earn as much ice time as I can.
Are you anticipating changes this summer?
Probably. If it doesn't work, you got to change. You got to change it. So everybody upstairs is going to do their job, and that's completely separate from my thought process, what I'm going to do this summer, and that's I'm not going to be too concerned about it.
How old do you think it is among the players that can be changed? Or in the group that's assembled? Anything in particular that in the room?
I think everybody changes what they bring to the table individually. When the job doesn't get done, you have to have some self-accountability first. And everybody from myself, the goalies, the forwards, the leadership, everybody looks in the mirror, and it wasn't good enough this year. So we're going to individually change little things, whether it's being more professional, holding each other accountable more, putting in a little bit more work in the offseason, whatever it is. Everybody's going to change a little bit about themselves.
Now that you look back on the season after a few days, what went wrong? Where did it go off the rails for you guys?
Oh, goodness. I can still remember backing up between the hash marks and when Kevin Connaughton was my partner, just tried to chip it off the boards and forget who knocked it down. Boom, Rangers scored, and it was just like that. Then we lost that game. It spiraled out of control so quickly, and that's something that isn't tolerable. You can't be that fragile, we know how important a start is to the season because there's ups and downs, and when you're going through a little bit of a lull, you have to rely on your start to get you through and keep you in playoff contention.
At what point in the season for you did you look in the mirror and start, you know, trying to improve little things for yourself?
I don't think it happened just one time. It was you do that every day. Being an athlete, you're your biggest critic. So any time you weren't getting the job done, any time that you weren't pulling your weight on the team, you always self-assess yourself.
Any injuries in the offseason? Anything needs to be taken care of?
Nothing that some time won't heal.
Where do you go in the offseason?
I'm going to be in Windsor, Essex County area.
You in Columbus at all?
Yeah, I'll be back and forth, yeah. Just to check in with Kevin Collins and come back, see some friends that I have in town, but spend most of my summer back home.
Polina was talking earlier today about, you know, talk is cheap. Wins are going to be what gets it done as far as when he was messages at the end of a tough year like this. Do you kind of buy into that too?
Absolutely. I think, yeah, everybody knows what to say when the microphone's in your face, and you can be politically correct. And I just want our play to do the talking too. I'm on the same page as him.
Torts likes to tell all of us from the get-go that he's a teacher. What did he teach you this year?
It wasn't so much about X's and O's. It was about mindset, preparation, and how much you can't let things affect you, have a thicker skin, just all those little things. And like I said, not so much X's and O's, but just mindset. He's helping.
I feel like you're one of his types of players.
It's just one year. There's still a lot of learning and growing to do with him, and from everything I hear, I'm one of his types of players. So it's always nice to hear that you can get some just be on your coach's side a little bit more. But it's my game. It's not going to change whoever my coach is. Yeah. That's how I have to play to help my team win.
How different do you think he's going to be at training camp next year? Because I think they reached a point here where everybody realized it wasn't going to happen this year. Do you think next, not just talking about how tough training camp's going to be, but what his approach is going to be in training camp and at the start of next season?
Well, there's definitely a demeanor that you can't beat a dead horse when we're going down the stretch here. And it's as hard on everybody, the players, management, coaches. And so, obviously, it's going to be a little bit different from right now, absolutely. And it's going to be a little bit more intense, to say the least.
Looking forward to that?
Yeah, I love it. You love competition. You love pushing the envelope every day to get better. You love the challenge of it. That's what brings out the best in you.
You talked kept saying during the past couple months, he wanted more tough skin, more hardness. Is it something as a group you guys were trying to develop?
Yeah, but I talked about
being fragile early.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what you have to do to make the playoffs. And when we came in, and we were a defeated group at 8-9 games into the season, I think that we weren't resilient enough, not even close. And I think that's something that everybody collectively took away from this season.